back when I was somewhere in fourth, fifth, or sixth grade. Anybody here in fifth or fourth or sixth grade here? Okay. Well, I was around your age. I don't remember exactly because I'm getting old. You know. But my sisters, I had two younger sisters, and the three of us decided one, it was in May. I remember this happened to me. We decided we wanted to plant our own pumpkins and grow our own pumpkins for Halloween, which is actually an interesting thing to do. Now, I grew up in Canton, Michigan, and at that time it was all farms, and we had some acres of land. Most of it was an unused former soybean field. So we asked our mom and dad if we could have a little pumpkin patch and grow some pumpkins. And my mom and dad said, okay, you can, but you're gonna have to work in it. We said, sure we will. So my grandfather plowed up the land and disked it. And then my parents gave my sisters and I hoes and showed us how to hoe up the mounds and then showed us how to plant the seeds. And we thought we were done, but we were just beginning. Because a few days later, my parents came out and said, well, now you gotta water them. And we had to lug these watering cans from the house all the way to the field and water the mounds, many trips. And then a few days later, you gotta go out and weed. Pull out all the weeds, and that was a lot of work, pulling out the weeds. And then we realized that we were doing this every week. We thought it was going to be real easy. It's a lot of work. And we went out there. Well, the pumpkins began to grow, and the vines began to spread, and then the beautiful orange flowers. Pumpkins have beautiful flowers. They have beautiful orange flowers. But that, of course, brings the bees, because the bees fertilize the flowers, and then my sisters. My said, we're not going out there with bees. Send Joe. Me. So I'm the one that had to go out there once the bees came and pull out the weeds and do the watering. Well, then those flowers dropped and they began to form the green pumpkins who got bigger and bigger and they turned orange. And by October, me and my sisters had some big, beautiful orange pumpkins to choose from and we made our jack-o'-lanterns. It really was something. And I'm sharing this with you, young people, because for those who you have received communion and those who will be, you know Jesus loves you very much and wants to grow in your life. And he's going to grow in your life just like that pumpkin vine was going to grow. But we have to do our part. We have to pray every day, go to Mass, and try to be as good as we can every day. Because when we do that, we grow like that vine in our faith.